and welcome to Our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. And with us today from the American Cancer Society, we have Catherine Courtum. She is the Senior Manager for Mission Delivery, and Diana Dalton, Senior Community Development Manager for Coaches vs. Cancer. And we're going to talk about that. But first, let's get started with the American Cancer Society. And Kate, I think you are going to tell us, give us that mission, and then let's parse it down and talk about all the work that the American Cancer Society does for us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having us on your show today. To be perfectly honest, if we were to go through every single thing that the American Cancer Society does, we would be here for days and days, and I don't think anybody wants that. So, in a simple breakdown, we're activists at the American Cancer Society. We work on breakthroughs. We build communities, and we provide direction. And really, in those four simple pillars is what we do at the American Cancer Society. Our goal is to save lives.
And do you have any numbers you want to throw at us? You want to scare us some? Or
sure.
Because you're doing such wonderful things in some areas, and then nature itself, and we do things to ourselves. So
absolutely. Well, we like to focus on the positive here. So there's been a 27% drop in cancer death rates since 1991, and we equate that to more than 2.6 million lives saved through the work that the American Cancer Society's our partners and our volunteers are doing.
Well, you can't beat that. When you said building communities, the American Cancer Society is built up of great volunteers, its researchers, and its cancer patients and their families as well. You do a little bit of everything.
We sure do. We really like to say that our volunteers are really the heart of who we are and what we are doing. Focusing on getting patients to treatment, helping engineer breakthroughs, like you said, with research, providing them a place to stay, and providing resources and support 24/7 for patients, caregivers, and community members with questions or concerns about cancer.
And, one of the things before the show began, I said, well, make sure I got the number right, and it's 800-227-2345, and that's 24 hours, and I've always been just impressed as heck and kind of grateful that it's out there. But 24 hours a day, you can pick up the phone, even if you just say, hey, I'm going to have a week off and I'd like a volunteer opportunity. But it's if mom was diagnosed with something that day, if I heard some bad news, there's somebody who's always available.
Absolutely. So 5 p.m., 5 a.m., Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, every Wednesday, somebody's going to be there to pick up the phone. We also have nurses on staff at we call it our National Cancer Information Center. So if there's a medical question that somebody has, we have nurses that can answer. We have multilingual staff. We have health insurance assistants. And we have access to all of our programs, services, volunteer opportunities. It's really amazing to see the work that the folks at the National Cancer Information Center do to connect people with the resources that they need and the information they're looking for.
And that's obviously a direct service. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the other direct services you do. But the research is so important, and especially in an area like this where we have so much going on.
Oh, my gosh, we do. I mean, just in Pennsylvania alone, there are almost 50 research grants, active research grants, totaling more than $30 million. And in New Jersey, we have 7 research grants totaling about $4.5 million. So we have some really world-class care and research and innovation happening here right in the Philadelphia area.
I noticed that you said innovation, too, because now hit me if I'm wrong, but now American Cancer Society, when they fund research, they go really for the new stuff.
Yes.
They're the seed money.
Yeah. There's been a lot of doctors that I've spoken with over the past couple years of working in the Philadelphia area who have said, I got my first grant from the American Cancer Society. Some of the innovative work that we like to do is fund those researchers to get them off the ground, to really build their research, to have a chance to take it even further and to get some big funding. So we do big funding, we do small funding, we do a lot of different funding for a lot of different research, all different kinds of cancers. It's it's really innovative is a perfect way to put it.
And prevention, of course, is a big part of what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Our guidelines and the direction that we like to provide with our guidelines, you know, all available through our website, cancer.org, is a great place to go to find all the information on staying healthy and cancer prevention.
Yeah, you know, if we when I do talk about research, obviously that's after the fact. But we do so much to ourselves that is, well, a lot of cancers are preventable or treatable early, and yet we just are boneheaded enough that we don't do what we're supposed to do.
Exactly. Get your colonoscopy. Starting at 45, get your colonoscopy. It can help prevent cancer.
Oh, you know what? The colorectal people are coming soon. And when we're going to be talking about that, because
perfect.
That's when I said earlier that, you know, there are certain cancers that while you're doing, you're making great strides, then our own lifestyles, et cetera, and things that we cannot help, genetics, et cetera, things like colorectal cancer is going up in younger people.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. And the American Cancer Society is working, you know, at every level. We're working with community health centers, with hospitals, with community activists and lawmakers to help kind of attack from all angles.
Do you want to talk about your advocacy work there? Because you just mentioned you work with legislators.
Sure. So we have a cancer action network called ACS-CAN, and there are activist arm working at the state and regional levels as well as the national levels to advocate for cancer research, changes in bills to help cancer patients, tobacco cessation and prevention. You may have heard about, you know, tanning bed legislation. And so they really are they're working with they have the same goals as everybody at the American Cancer Society, just as a more activist arm.
You know, I knew about, was it T21 tobacco, raising mm-hmm. the age to purchase to 21, and that has been successful, you know, just in most places wherever it comes up. But I didn't even think about tanning beds and other things like that.
Yes, yeah. They really, you know, talk about attacking cancer from all angles. ACS-CAN is really working hard to advocate for patients and caregivers and future patients, avoiding cancer.
Mm-hmm. What about, so I do have a diagnosis and or a loved one does. What do I do first? Pick up the phone and call you?
Yeah, call the American Cancer Society. Yeah, absolutely. We can get you information, resources, help you work through, you know, have you thought about how you or your loved one are going to get to treatment? Is that a barrier for you? Do you need to travel to receive treatment? Would that be something that you would be interested in receiving some assistance with? Do you want more information on your diagnosis? Do you need support groups? You know, the range goes on and on that, you know, we can help you walk down the path, the overwhelming path of a diagnosis, either, you know, the patient themselves or a caregiver or a loved one, or, you know, maybe your next door neighbor was diagnosed with cancer and you don't know how to help them. We can help you help them.
And that is 24 hours.
Absolutely.
I can't think of anything worse than, you know, not having someone on the other end of the line, because otherwise you've got the web.
Right. Right, exactly. And so, you know, let us help you navigate all that information that's out there to really figure out how to, for you to manage all that information coming from every website everywhere. You know, here's a one-stop shop where you can go and get the information and support that you need.
Now, you mentioned transportation there, and the direct services that you offer include help with somebody who is receiving treatment, because some of the barriers for getting help are
Well, you know, as we said, we're here in the Philadelphia area. There's some world-class care here, and people living 10 miles away from their treatment center can't get there. It might be because they're too sick. It might be because their family members need to work and they can't take that much time off work. It could be because their family relies on public transportation, and that's not a good option for somebody that's immune compromised. You know, there's many reasons why somebody may need transportation to get to treatment. And so we have our Road to Recovery program. Selfishly, it's my favorite program that we have, although all of our programs are amazing. Roach Recovery is free transportation by volunteers to cancer-related appointments. And so our amazing volunteers, which we're always looking for more volunteers for every, you know, aspect of what we do, but especially with Road to Recovery, we're looking for volunteers to drive patients to treatment most of the time in their own vehicles. And so someone with a good driving history and some flexibility in their day-to-day work week, this would be a perfect opportunity to really take someone to treatment and get them the life-saving care that they need.
I don't know of anybody who hasn't been touched by a diagnosis of cancer, but when you say, you know, cancer-related appointments, oh my gosh.
There's so many.
Oh, good grief.
Well, if you think about a normal course of treatment for some patients, it could be, you know, of course, the initial diagnosis, and then they would need surgery, and then maybe chemotherapy, and maybe they finish all of that off with 6 weeks of daily radiation. That is a tremendous burden, not only on the patient, but on the support member of the support that they have and on their community, their own community of family and friends. And so we would like, you know, the public to know, let us be a part of that network and be a part of that community to help fill the gaps of that transportation. So maybe somebody's daughter doesn't have to take off 6 weeks of work. They can take off only for the major appointments, and they know that their parent or their loved one is getting to treatment on a daily basis and getting well.
Yeah. You know, if for every one of those things that you listed, there's an appointment before that for blood work, or
absolutely,
there's a scan before you're allowed to go to the next step, et cetera, et cetera. But I loved, you started off your conversation with me today talking about that you're building these communities.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we, you know, it's exhausting, and we want really for patients and families and loved ones to rely on us to help us be a part of that getting well and getting to treatment. And again, as I said before, our volunteers are really the core of what we do and who we are. A lot of volunteers say that they get more out of it than they think that they give, but they're really the heart and soul of who we are and the life-saving care that they provide. It sounds so small to drive someone to treatment, but it means so much.
Now, and what kind of an investment time-wise are we looking at here? Because now, can it be that you are able to drive in the morning to take someone someplace?
Absolutely.
And then someone else brings them home?
You got it. Exactly.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we kind of ask for approximately a minimum of one trip a month, you know. So if that means on Monday you can take someone on your way to work, you know, drop them off and then you head into work. And then on Wednesday during your lunch break, you can take somebody home. That would be an amazing contribution to the needs of the community. And so, you know, we ask for about a minimum of once a month. And I have some volunteers here in Philadelphia who are incredible, and they'll drive patients 3 to 4 times a month. We have volunteers that will take patients once or twice a month. We have volunteers that go down to Florida, you know, our snowbirds for the winter, and they drive patients down there when they're down there, and they drive patients here when, you know, the rest of the year. So it's really a flexible in your own schedule kind of volunteer opportunity.
Oh, you know what? Now's the time, I better say again, that if you'd like more information about what we are talking about, maybe you are a snowbird, but wherever you are and you're hearing this, cancer.org is the place to go, and it will actually get you to your local chapter, the nearest one to you, wherever you happen to be, cancer.org. And that's for everything from the tips to staying healthy, the screening schedules, the volunteer opportunities, all the wonderful events and things that happen to support it, because we're going to drag Diana in this. It's all there at cancer.org. You can always call them too, 24 hours a day, how many years days in a year?
365
at 800-227-2345. And that's real easy, because it's 800-ACS-2345. You can't beat that. I'm Laura Lewis. You're listening to Our Delaware Valley. Today, we are talking to Kate Courtum. She is Senior Manager for Mission Delivery. And Diana Dalton, we're going to hear from her in just a moment, Senior Community Development Manager for a really cool thing that we kick butt on, Coaches versus Cancer. But before we do that, real quick, you alluded to, if you live 10 miles away from your doctor's appointment, we have so many fine cancer treatment facilities in this region, I'm sure that people are coming from a lot farther away than 10 miles.
So they sure are.
I know you got something most don't.
Yeah, we have a really, really unique place. One of the cool things that we have here is we have a Hope Lodge in Philadelphia. And so it's a home away from home, a place to stay for patients who are traveling to receive treatment. The other program that we have is our Hotel Partners program, where we look for hotels to give their unsold rooms to patients traveling for treatment. So in the Philadelphia area, we have two great options. Our Philadelphia Hope Lodge, located in Northeast Philly, is really an incredible home away from home, and we just love that program. In fact, last year, in terms of lodging, just in Pennsylvania alone, we provided over 27,000 nights of lodging for patients traveling to treatment. So it's a very, it's a beloved program, and we love our Hope Lodge.
If I am an innkeeper, or if I'm a hotel chain or a manager hearing this, reach out.
Absolutely. We would love that. We're always looking for more hotels to provide those unsold rooms. Again, they're just unsold rooms to help a patient traveling for treatment. And so, if that is something that anybody's interested in, the 1-800-227-2345 would be the best number.
And again, cancer.org for anything else. And actually that too, anything you hear today, cancer.org. Diana's sitting over there thinking, ooh, I'm dodging this one. But no, come on, tell us. Coaches versus cancer, because that is right on us. That's about to begin. What the heck is this?
That is a great question. So Coaches versus Cancer, it's a nationwide collaboration between the American Cancer Society and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. It started in 1993 by former coach University of Missouri men's basketball Norm Stewart, who was diagnosed with cancer, and he wanted to fight back in his own way. So he started the program by challenging his fans to pledge a dollar amount for every 3 points made by his team during the season. So that was back in 93. Here in Philadelphia, it kicked off with Phil Martelli and Fran Dunphy, the legends here of Philly, in 96. They wanted to play their own part in fighting cancer. So they formed the program here in Philadelphia and brought in their friends, the other Philly Six coaches. So we have Drexel on board. We have St. Joe's, Temple, LaSalle, Villanova, and Penn. All of those coaches and the schools have rallied together to fight back through basketball and being a part of Coaches versus Cancer.
Now, how does that work?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So here in Philadelphia, we have four events throughout the entire year. We also have a school and youth initiatives program. So high schools, little leagues can get involved by hosting a tournament to support Coaches versus Cancer. So really everyone in the community can get involved by coming out to one of our events or, having their kids' school involved in a way. So here in Philly, our four events, they start off with our tip-off breakfast, which is coming up on March 16th. It's the 22nd annual breakfast presented by ACME. It's a really great event. It's at the Palestra, which is so iconic. We have more than 500 in attendance. They get to compare the brackets for March Madness. We have the coaches panel moderated by NBC Sports host Amy Fadul. We also have Mike Jensen, who will be part of the panel. And this year, we also have Herb McGee of Thomas Jefferson University.
So this is just a fest of everything basketball.
It is.
Right as they're leading into
exactly.
The hot time.
It is, yep. And every year there's, one or two schools that are in the tournament as well. So it's a really exciting time, especially to be at the Palestra on the iconic floor and hearing from some of their favorite coaches.
Now, I know, though, that this is a bragging rights thing between the coaches. So how do they generate funding for you?
It is. It's fun because everyone's in the same division. They're competitors, but it's a city of brotherly love, so they're all mentors to each other. A lot of them have worked for each other before, so it's a really fun, cool atmosphere here in Philadelphia. They get their schools involved, they get their alumni involved, their fans involved by having them join us at these events. They also do some different challenges throughout the year nationally, competitions that we have with three-pointers, wearing their suits and sneakers during the week of January to raise awareness and funds for Coaches versus Cancer. So on so many different levels, they get involved. It's really something so unique here in Philadelphia because of the location of all the Division I schools, and they're also all friends. So it's a really fun, cool event.
Now, then you also, though, coming up in April, you've yes. got the gala. So now what is this?
Coming up in April, it's our 17th annual basketball presented by Independence Blue Cross. That's April 11th. That's hosted at the Bellevue by the Philly Six coaches. It's a really cool black tie gala. This year, we're honoring Dan Hilferty, CEO of Independence Blue Cross. It's just a fun night to get dressed up. We have a live auction, silent auction, dancing, dinner, and a program. So it's just a fun night with all of the coaches and about 500 corporate and philanthropic leaders of Philadelphia.
I've read that a dozen times, and it took you saying it to go basketball.
Basketball. Isn't that fun?
That is. That's awesome. So now you, this is really, well, with six great teams in this area, you obviously are kicking butt compared to, you know, some of the other poor devils who only have maybe one or two teams. But this raises some serious cash.
It does. The Coaches versus Cancer program of Philadelphia raises about $1 million annually, which is so incredible. So since 96, we've probably raised around $17 million. So the number one program in the country because of that. But across the country, we have over 500 D1, 2, 3 colleges involved and over 1,000 high school coaches and youth involved in the program, raising about $126 million. So that's a lot of money raised here in Philadelphia and across the country for our mission of fighting cancer. It's really incredible.
But, you know, you need so darn much money that and also, of course, you need volunteers. This is an easy way to get involved. Somebody wants to get involved in the Coaches versus Cancer. What do they do? And how do you make money off of me?
So they could visit our website, phillycvc.org, to find more information about all of our events, all four of the events, or the youth program to get involved, coming out to an event, participating by joining us at the event, having your school's kids' school get involved with the event, or, you know, volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers to help out.
If I've got a team, I can go there, find out how to get my team actually participating in this and playing.
Exactly. Yep. You could host a tournament at your school, too, to raise funds for us or pass the word along. There's always some sort of challenge, fundraising component that we have happening throughout the year.
Okay. So throughout the year, is it only basketball?
No. We're actually partnered with so many different teams, especially our school and youth program. We have lacrosse involved. We have volleyball, soccer. So it's just a fun, unique spin on participating with the American Cancer Society, the Coaches versus Cancer. So it could be any sort of sport to get involved with this.
It's just great to have it, you know, at this time of the year in a city like this with all that basketball going on.
It is. It is an exciting time.
So the tip-off breakfast, the 22nd annual, will be March 16th. And, of course, the basketball gala will be on April the 11th. And more information at phillycvc.org. But now it takes so much money. I alluded to that. Kate, step up here real quickly. And Diana, let's talk about, you need volunteers throughout the year to do your work. You've got your cancer activists out there, the ACS CAN. You need people to answer phones. Jump in there, help the host.
Yeah, absolutely. So one really unique thing that we have is we have a team at our National Cancer Information Center. They're called our volunteer care team. And what they do is when somebody calls the American Cancer Society and wants to volunteer, we have this amazing group of individuals who will walk through with that person who's calling and find the right volunteer opportunity for them. And so maybe it's volunteering at a Relay for Life, which we have in communities across the United States. Maybe it's Coaches versus Cancer. Maybe it's driving someone to treatment, or maybe it's volunteering at your local Hope Lodge to help patients who are traveling for treatment. So we have such a wide range of volunteer opportunities. And the best thing to do is to call our 1-800-227-2345 number or visit cancer.org to learn about all the different opportunities and find what's going to work best for your passion and your schedule.
And again, no matter where you're living, there is something close enough, right?
Absolutely. We need volunteers in every community across the United States. You know, as I said before, our volunteers are really the heart of who we are. They are really what we're all about here at the American Cancer Society, and we're always looking for more volunteers to get involved and help us fight cancer.
You just mentioned the Relay for Life, and that's spring. We're coming up on that, aren't we?
Yeah. So May, the kind of relays kick off at some of our university events, kick off in the late spring, and then they head through the summer and into the fall. Relay for Life is in many communities, most communities across the United States. And so there's probably one local to any listener.
Oh, and you know what? Explain what it is, because we don't have to run and pass a baton. That's what I'm...
No. So what it is it's traditionally they've been 24-hour events, and some are 12-hour events at a local. Oftentimes it'll be at a local high school where it's a community day for everybody to come together and walk the track to fight cancer. And so it's a fundraising event. There's a survivor lap. There's different fun laps for people to get dressed up and come together. There's usually a survivor tent as well. And it's a chance to celebrate with the community, cancer survivors, and honor loved ones that have unfortunately passed from the disease.
Mm. Oh, you know what? Something you just said there that, they're when you do one of these events that you've got people out there, you will come out and talk, right?
Yes. Yeah, we'll have community members talk. We'll have... different volunteers talk. We'll have patients talk about what the American Cancer Society means to them and what their cancer journey has been like, and survivors and volunteers really coming together to celebrate being together and fighting cancer.
But you are a community resource. So if I'm hearing this and I have a church group or I have a team, a youth team, and we want to talk about this and maybe talk prevention or talk about, a group volunteer opportunity, we can reach out to you?
Absolutely. Yes, we would love that. And the easiest way to do it is all through our 1-800-227-2345 phone number or cancer.org.
Okay. We're running out of time. What would you say to me? I'm sitting across from you, and you are the American Cancer Society. Ladies, what would you tell me?
I'd say we're fighting cancer from every angle, and if you are interested in learning more or getting involved, to give us a call or visit us online, cancer.org, to learn about what you are interested in, what your passion is, and how we can work together to help you fight cancer and how we can fight cancer even better with you on board.
Amazing sentiment, and I can't say anything after that except that we now are out of time, and if you'd like more information about absolutely anything that we have talked about today, whether it is the patient services that they offer, the Road to Recovery, the Hope Lodge. If you'd like to get involved as a volunteer from the Relay for Life to, the great basketball events coming up, the tip-off breakfast that is coming up actually March 16th, or the big basketball gala on April the 11th, find out more information at cancer.org. That's cancer.org, and you will find information there for wherever you happen to be hearing this this program. Or, of course, you can call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at 800-227-2345. That is ACS-2345. And here's where I say thank you to Kate Quartum. She is the Senior Manager Mission Delivery for the American Cancer Society, and it's Senior Community Development Manager, Coaches versus Cancer, Diana Dalton. Ladies, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
And of course, for more information, cancer.org, the place to go, or call 800-227-2345. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Our Delaware Valley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.